In this use, ICE stands for in case of emergency. So if police or EMTs find someone unconscious, they can check for the ICE entries in the person's cell phone and quickly know whom to call. Karen Kampf is director of the elder care group Visiting Angels franchise in Jenkintown. She says programming the phone of a parent or loved one can save lives.
What's helpful is that if there's an emergency, time's of the essence, and this is a way to give either family members or emergency responders an opportunity to help the individual who needs that help right away.
Kampf says it's important those ICE contacts are told ahead of time what kind of information they should be ready to give.
If that person would know anything about them, such as who their doctors are and their medications and any kind of health conditions that they might have, it would, you know, when there's not a lot of time, you want to get all that information as quickly as possible.
For those who have smartphones with security codes preventing strangers from using the phone, Kampf suggests putting a sticker on the back with emergency contact info. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.